There are plenty of problems when it comes to developing a consensus on cannabis culture. Prohibition warriors' disinformation campaigns, stoners embellishing their accomplishments, and lastly, potheads involved were, naturally, high when shit went down. Getting the straight toke is nigh impossible. Do we care? The M-Files does. We believe the toking truth is out there. Between bong rips, vapor hits, and joint rolling, we seek marijuana facts. Many marijuana facts are actually marijuana myths, like space aliens, talking dogs, and mugwumps. This is The M-Files. Assignment number 3, homemade vaporizers.
You're late, Agent M. Deliver that report on homemade vaporizers at 0420, or you'll be shipped to Area 54 in the morning.
It'd been a long few weeks, waking up in strange motel rooms, chasing Friendly Stranger only to discover Friendly Stranger was chasing me. My bosses wanted actual work from me, something they could be proud of. Some days it's like flipping burgers. At least I get to rip the bong. Memo. Findings on homemade vaporizers, not safe. Getting gunned on ganja and then making stoner utensils is a natural talent for some potheads. They can assemble several different pieces of random household items to create killer smoking devices. Not the M-Files. Getting stoned and making stuff is not our scene. Even creating a fruit pipe with a Granny Smith apple and a purchased fruit kit is a cannabis challenge. Though whenever someone does do an apple pipe for our session, we're always happy to pitch in and partake. With an impressive reefer Rolodex, there's always someone around who has attempted a pothead project with success. Except for a few pothead smugglers and 3 honey oil friends. Professional potheads who made honey oil all the time, but blew up in the lab one day because the temperature went a little too hot, resulting in serious burns, home fires, and in one friend's case, hospitalization. Prohibition ensures that some hastily created household marijuana extraction devices do actually kill. So be extremely careful with what you use to create or extract your toke. Some items, when heated, release potent toxins. Much like those letters from prisoners of war on drugs that bemoan how step 10 in such and such a how-to got them caught. Getting an email from someone about a botched project that resulted in physical injury would pain the M-Files for a minute or two. So please, do not try this at home. The dangers of homemade vaporizers include, but are not limited to, inhaling glass, setting yourself on fire, and not getting stoned. All 3, especially the 3rd point, should be reason not to try. Weed vaporizers are affordable for any budget. There's little need to make one. Many homemade jobs are futile at even the basics of cannabis extracting, simply burning your bud, which is not what we're looking for. However, the M-Files' first weed vaporizer experience did come from a homemade job. We understand the allure. Our friend Nick Nuggets followed the instructions he found on a local bulletin board system. He built a vaporizer using a soldering iron, pickle jar, rubber tubing, and tinfoil. The soldering iron never extracted at a precise temperature of 400 degrees. Keeping the unit upright and temperature consistent to get a good hit became such a chore that the novelty wore off in a few hours. Nuggets, like many marijuana MacGyvers, got more of a kick out of making the device than actually using it. Temperature is key to successful vaporization. The M-Files' personal preference for sativa marijuana strains is 396 Fahrenheit and 409 Fahrenheit for indica marijuana types. For show, we'll kick it up to 420 degrees to create a hearty smoke weed vapor. Plenty of folks wanna, if you don't cough, you don't get off, a kind of hit that only comes from 420 degrees Fahrenheit. The stovetop vaporization technique appears to control temperature well, and the method sounds like plenty of fun. It's akin to doing hot knives on a stove. Here's what you'll need. A glass stovetop or hot plate. A thermometer. A cooking one, not one of the sticky ones or one you put under your tongue. A sheet of tinfoil. A pop bottle with the bottom sawn off. And of course, your marijuana. According to the instructions, you'll cut the bottom off of a plastic soda bottle, Tear a sheet of tinfoil larger than your stove burner, and while prepping our vaporization tools, warm the stove burner to 400 degrees, or thereabouts. Use your cooking thermometer to measure temperature by placing it on the burner. Now grind up your cannabis. Put your ground cannabis on your tinfoil sheet. Place sawed-off pop bottle on top of your ground grass with bottle cap on. When the temperature reaches 400 degrees Fahrenheit on your thermometer, slide the tinfoil complete with toke and soda bottle onto the burner. On the glass stove tops, this is easy to perform. When you begin to see vapor, uncap the soda bottle and begin inhaling. Repeat as needed. Remain mindful at all times of the temperature reaching above 420 degrees, the upper range of tolerable vaporization. Our lighter burns cannabis at approximately 800 to 1000 degrees Fahrenheit, so be very mindful that your cannabis may catch fire if you leave it on the stove burner too long. And the plastic pop bottle is also in danger of melting. Don't forget to turn off the stove when you're good and stoned. And remember, use the thermometer. The light bulb homemade vaporizer shown in many instructional videos is much more complex than the stovetop method, but it is an amazing video involving a nasty vaporization method, given the possibility of inhaling small particles of glass, or worse, some sort of light bulb poison. It'd be best, if you're inclined to make a homemade vaporizer, to try the stovetop method. Next on the M-Files. Can you get a better high from the same sack just by adjusting the temperature on your vaporizer? We dive into detail on the proper uses of cannabis vaporizers, from using prime buds to crumbles, gooey honey oil to sweet, sweet hash. The M-Files is written by Matt Murnau, hosted by Chris Twig Jellin. Music is by Luigi Saracino and produced by Naked Brain Studios. For more info, to leave comments, or to subscribe to this show, visit the website nakedbrainstudios.com/mfiles.